Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting audience to the Hour of Power.
and Dr. Mary McCoy, the preacher of the hour. And we are coming from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida, where God gets all of the honor, where he gets all of the glory, and where he gets all of the praise. He said, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. So we're here this morning so that Jesus Christ will be lifted up, so men and women, boys and girls, will be drawn unto him. Well, on Wednesday of this week, we talked about Moses, his call, his commission to go and to deliver God's people out of Egypt. God had called him out of that burning bush. Remember, God called him out of the burning bush, and he spoke unto Moses, and he talked to Moses. He let Moses know that he was the I am that I am. And so today is the Word of God. We're going to be speaking in that fourth chapter of Exodus. And it's going to be talking about the rod of Moses. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, but they will say, the Lord has not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, what is in thy hand? And he said, a rod. Okay, we see here that the Lord God Almighty had chosen Moses to go to Pharaoh to let Pharaoh know that he wanted to him to let his people go so that they could worship him, that they could go and they could make sacrifice, that they would be able to worship and to pray unto him and sacrifice unto him. So here Moses was speaking to the Lord, and he was telling the Lord God Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that appointed him to go, that the people was not going to hear, nor they were going to hearken unto him, and they were not going to listen to what he had to say. And the Lord saying here that in that second verse, what is in thy hand? And he told God, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. And cast it on the ground. And it became, when he cast it on the ground, that rod that he had, that rod became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. He was afraid when he seen the power of God being demonstrated. God let him know that, Moses, I'm not just going to send you to speak to Pharaoh and to the people, but I am going to equip you. I'm going to give you what you need. Many times we go in ministry, and many times we have a call of God upon our lives. We are like Moses because we're thanking God that the people are not going to hear me what I am saying. They're not going to believe you. They're not going to believe that you sent me. So therefore, God was demonstrating his power to Moses because who God has sent, he is able to equip them if he has sent them. So he told Moses, he asked Moses, what do you have in your hand? And Moses let God know. He said, I have a rod in my hand. So God is telling Moses, cast it to the ground. And when Moses cast the rod to the ground, it became a serpent. And when it became a serpent, which is a snake, then Moses was afraid and he fled from it. He never seen anything like that before. He never seen the power of God in that manner before. And so in that fourth verse, it says, and the Lord said unto Moses, put forth thy hand and take it by the tail. And so when Moses did, he put forth his hand and it caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. It was a rod first, and when he did what God said, it turned to a serpent. And when God told him, instructed him to take it by the tail, not by the head, but he said, take it by the tail, not by the body of the snake, but he said, take it by the tail. And when he took it by the tail, then it came a rod again. He said that they may believe that the Lord God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to thee. I am going to show you, I'm going to use these signs in order for the people to know that I sent you, Moses, that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob has sent you and has appeared unto you. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, put now thy hand unto thy bosom. And he put his hand unto his bosom, and he took it out, and behold, his hand was leprous as snow. God was showing you, Moses, I am going to show you that I am God. I'm going to show you that I'm able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. I want to show you, Moses, that I'm able to do above all that the people may think or maybe even ask, because I am God. Remember I told you that I am that I am. I'm going to show you even, Moses. I'm going to build your faith. Sometimes we need our faith to be built. We need to know the power of God. We need to see the demonstration of his power and his anointing. So therefore, Moses, being sent to Pharaoh, such a powerful man, but yet he did not know that God had all power in his hand. He didn't know the greatness of God. He knew Pharaoh. He knew about Pharaoh, and he feared Pharaoh, but yet he did not know the power of God. And I say to you this morning that sometimes you may not know the power of God. You may not see the demonstration of God's power and his anointing. He has the power to heal, to deliver, and to make free. So he told Moses, put your hand into your bosom. And when Moses put his hand into his bosom, then when he took it out, his hand was white like leprosy. It was so white as snow. It was white as snow. And then God told him in that seventh verse, he said, put thy hand unto thy bosom again. And he put his hand unto his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it had turned again to his own flesh. Oh, the power of God. You know, we need to know the power of God. We need to read the word of God so that we can see that even as God used Moses, and if God uses people in the word of God to do great and mighty things, God is able to use you also to do great and mighty things. And Moses, see, he did not know the power of God. He did not know that he's thinking of himself as being an ordinary man. But don't you know that God is able to use ordinary people? He will use ordinary people to do great and to do mighty things. So God was demonstrating his power. He was building his faith. He said, Dr. McCoy, what is faith? The word of God said now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So therefore, he's showing Moses that he can walk in faith. He's showing Moses that Moses, you can rely on me, that you can depend on me, that I have you. If I sent you to the people, if I sent you to Pharaoh, I'm not going to send you there alone. But you can go in confidence, and you can go and know that I am with you. So that was after he had turned this rod by God into a snake, and then it turned back into a rod, and then God told Moses to put his hand into his bosom, and it became a leprous, looked like a white as snow, and it looked leprous. Then God made him put his hand back, and it came back into his own flesh. And then we see in the 8th verse, and the word of God said, and it came to pass, if they would not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of a latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they would not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto the voice that thou shalt take of the water of the river and pour it upon dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon dry land. O Moses, they didn't believe all the previous signs, and they still was lacking in faith. I want you to get some water, and I want you to pour it on this dry land. I want you to pour this water on dry land, and it will become blood upon that dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, O Lord, I am not eloquent, neither hereunto nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant. But I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. You know, Moses talking to the Lord, and God has shown him all of these signs and the things that he's going to use him to do before the people and before Pharaoh. But then I believe that even as he ran from that snake, he had fear in his heart on the snake. And yet he did not, he was trying to keep from going and keep from doing those things that God had called him to do. He began to talk about that he was not an eloquent speaker. He began to tell God that he was slow in his tongue, that he could not speak very clearly. But didn't God know? Do you not know that God knew and created Moses? He's the same God that saved him from Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was trying to kill him when he was trying to kill all those other babies. The same God knew his physical makeup. He knew his limitations. He knew what he was able to do. But yet God decided, Moses, I want to use you. I know that you, the way that you speak, I know that you may think that you don't have an eloquent tongue. You may be slow. These are the things that God already knows. And the same thing with us today. We try to come up with so many excuses as to why God cannot use us. You know, we try to come up with so many things, God, why he shouldn't send me. Remember how Jonah, when he had sent him to the Ninevites and wanted him to go and to preach to those people because he was going to destroy them in 40 days, because he wanted Jonah to go speak to them so that and let them know and to warn them, because, you know, warning comes without destruction. So when we see Moses here, Moses was telling God what God already knew. But even in the way that he spoke, even in the way that we speak, God is able to cause his anointing and his power and his spirit to come upon that individual, to come upon you and to use you for his glory and for his honor. We have to stop with our excuses. Moses had excuses. I cannot speak. My tongue is slow. I'm not an eloquent speaker. In other words, the people are not going to want to hear me, you know, and you know how it is when you were growing up and there were people that was around you. If you had a difficulty in speaking clearly, some people may have made fun at you. So that when God called you, when God called your name, you must answer the call. And so God did not give him an excuse. He does not give us an excuse to keep from doing what God has called us to do. You know, you may say, I'm not educated. I don't have a associate degree. I don't have a bachelor's degree. I don't have a master's or a doctor degree. But God didn't ask you, do you have these degrees? God will use whom he will. And he will effectively use who he will. So we have to stop with excuses that we don't have this and we don't have that. Oh, God, I don't have the clothes to wear, you know, in order to speak to the people. I don't have the, they would think of me as being nobody. You know, all of the excuses that one will make. But God knew who he had called. God knew who he wanted to go and to represent him. And listen what God says to Moses. He said, and the Lord said unto him, who has made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf or seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thy shall say. Go, Moses, go speak unto the people. Go say what I have instructed you to say. I will speak for you. I will teach thee what thou shall say. And he said, oh, my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth. And I will be with thy mouth, and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. If you are afraid, and you think that you are not eloquent in speech, if you think that you have slow tongue, hear your brother Aaron. And when he would let him know that Aaron was coming, and that he was going to be glad to see him. And so he said to him, for him to speak unto him and put words in his mouth. And he said, I will be with thy mouth as you speak unto Aaron, to his mouth, and I will teach you what ye shall do. That was so comforting. That is so much comfort, and where he could have relied upon the God Almighty to know that God is able to speak through him, even as he speaks to Aaron, and God was going to show them what to do. And he said in that 16th verse, and he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thy hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Moses went and returned to his father-in-law, Jethro, to Jethro his father-in-law. And he said unto him, let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, go in peace. God was speaking to the man of God. God was letting him know that it's time for you to go. So he went to his father-in-law, Jethro, and he wanted letting him know to let him go to a back to the place where he came, that he could be able to see, that he could be able to go and to speak unto his people to be able to see them. So to see whether he was telling them, in other words, let me return unto Egypt to see whether or not those that he knew is still alive. And yet God was ordering his footsteps. He knew he had his command. He knew that God was speaking unto him. He knew that God was instructing him to go for him, to let Pharaoh know, to let my people go. And when we look at that 27th verse, and the Lord said unto Aaron, go unto the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went, and he met him in the mouth of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words that the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people, because he was building their faith as well. He was building the faith of the elders. He was building their faith to know that the God Almighty has sent them, has sent Moses. Remember, Aaron was the spokesperson. So God was going to use both of them. But the call was upon Moses. And also in that 30th verse, and Aaron spake all the words that the Lord had spoken unto Moses and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked upon their affliction, when they bowed their head and they bowed their head in worship. We talked about on Wednesday of this week, we talked about how God heard the cry of the people. We talked about how the taskmasters, how they was mistreating the people of God. And we know that when God's people are being afflicted, and when we say afflicted, mean they're in distress. They're going through mentally in their minds and their bodies. And when they're going through a point in their life, a time in their life, that all they, at the point, they are crying out before God. Because they are, even at times, you know, at times that when the people of God, even at the point that they are suffering, and they're grieving, and they're crying, and tears are coming from their eyes because of the fact that they need God to manifest himself to them. And I thank God that God heard the cries of the Israelites. And he wanted to go and deliver them from the Pharaoh, from the taskmaster. And the taskmaster was one that would cause, put heavy burdens upon the people. Have you ever been in that place where you suffered under a taskmaster? Have you suffered because of the taskmaster? Didn't have that compassion. They didn't have that love. That taskmaster may have been that supervisor. They may have been that person, that director, that person that was in authority, that person that made you work vigorously or rigorously. So they cried because they knew that they could do so much, and they just didn't just cry, but they came to a point in their life that they had to go unto the Most High God. They had to really touch the heart of God. They had to begin to really pray before the Most High God to deliver them, to set them free, to liberate them, to deliver them out of bondage. Have you ever been in bondage? Have you ever been, the enemy had you bound up? That's what happened to the Israelites. And you know, many things happened to the Israelites because of their disobedience to God. They would have never been in bondage if they had obeyed God. Sometimes we go through things in our life because we don't obey God. Sometimes we go through things in life because we are disobedient to God. Sometimes we go through things in life because we have made other things our God. We've made our cars. We've made our money. We've made our house. We made the people in our life our God. And we put everything else before the Almighty God. But here they came to a point in their life that they needed to turn to the true and the living God. And God heard and God seen their affliction. So this is when God had sent the man Moses to go and deliver them, to go and to speak to Pharaoh, to go and to show these signs and these wonders. I believe today that God wants to use you to do great things for him. I believe that the Lord wants to use you to be a spokesman, whether you're a male or a female. I believe that God wants to speak to you so that you can speak to the people, those that are bonded, those that are going through, those that are oppressed, those that are depressed. God wants you to bring them out of bondage, bring them out of their misery, to know that he is God, that he is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, that to know that he's a God that heals and a God that will deliver. There are people that are going through affliction in their bodies. They are suffering pain. They are going through like there is no hope. But we, as people of God, need to rise up, and we need to stand in holy places. Remember when God told Moses to take off his shoes because he was in a holy place? He was before the Most High God. God was speaking to him out of that burning bush that never was consumed. God wants to speak to our lives. God wants to use us that somebody can live, that somebody will not die. And when I say somebody, that means somebody, that means multitudes of people that are being oppressed and depressed. Whatever it may be, God wants you to be able to speak a word into their lives, to give them comfort, tell them what the word of God says. The word of God says, I will never leave you. He said that I will never forsake you. Somebody needs to know that God will not be. You may be struggling. You may be going through things in your life. But remember, God will not leave you. He will not forsake you. You know, and this is what you can say to those that need strength, those that need to be built up today. You got people today that don't even know Jesus Christ and know that God is able to deliver them and bring them out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. But I say to you today, that you need to make the Lord God your shepherd. Remember the 23rd Psalm when it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I mean, he is that shepherd. He is able to make you to lie down in a green pasture and lead you beside that still water. God wants you to trust him today. He wants to be able to use you that you can go forth for him, that you can let men and women know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. And I pray, God, that you have heard the word of God, and I know that you heard the word of God. I know that your life has been changed and will be changed because you heard the word of God on this morning. So we want to pray for you and our broadcasting audience that do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Word of God says, but God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Word of God Let us know that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God, but God paid that ultimate price for your sins and my sins. Don't matter what you've done, no matter what you said, God wants to forgive you. He wants you to not to be in bondage. He wants you to be made free. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I pray this morning, Lord, I pray, God, even those that are in our radio audience that listening to this our power, Lord, even as you have demonstrated your power through the man Moses, Lord, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, God, that you will demonstrate your power to those that are lost, God, to those, God, that are hard of hearing, God, to those, God, that, Lord God, that have been turned on in the past and are off in the past and have not heard your voice. I pray even now, God, that you would touch them and, God, that you would make a difference in their lives. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you, God, in Jesus' name, will cause them to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that they can be saved. And, Father, even as you did signs and wonders through Moses, and, God, as you used that rod that Moses had in his hand, and you caused that rod to become a snake, and Moses was able to demonstrate it to the people. And even as God, you had told Moses to put his hand into his bosom, and his bosom became his hand, was like leprosy, white. And God, you put it back in there, and it was just like his own flesh. God, that was a miracle, God, from you. God, you caused him to take water and put it on the dry sand. And you caused it to become blood. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray even now, God, that the people, God, that they will believe, God, that you're able to do exceedingly, abundantly, God, above all that you ask, they ask a thing. God, that they'll give their lives to you this morning. God, that they'll say yes to your will and yes to your way. Father, I decree and declare it to be done according to your word. And I thank you even now, God, for every soul that will come to you today. I'm going to ask all of you in our radio broadcasting audience to just repeat after me. Lord, forgive me for my sin. Come into my heart. Save me. Deliver me. And make me free. Lord, I want to be that new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. Let all things become new. Father, I thank you for saving me and deliver me in Jesus' name. All of you that have prayed that prayer this morning, I want you to know that God has heard your prayer. I believe that the angels in heaven are rejoicing even now because you have given your life unto God. And I don't know your name. I don't know who has asked the Lord to save them, but I want you to know today, whatever your name may be, believe on God. Believe that he heard your cry. Believe that he heard you on today. And believe that he saved you on today. And he has. And I'd like to ask you to read your word, to read the word of God. For the word of God says, the study should have self-approved unto God. A woman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. He said, you shall know truth. And the truth will make you free. He said, whom the Son has made free is free indeed. So I'm going to ask you to read the word of God. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. When you read the word, you're getting more and more of God. God will give you divine revelation of what he is speaking unto you. Because he wants you to know him as your personal Savior. We're getting ready to close this broadcast on this Friday morning. But we want you to, and invite you, to come back with us on Wednesday of next week. And we will be teaching and preaching the Word of God that you can get understanding, that God will enlarge your borders, that God will give you more wisdom and knowledge and understanding, that you will go forth and that you also will preach the word of God, that you can learn of him. You have to learn of him. And then you can go forth and tell others about him. So the word of God said, a man shall always pray and not to faint. So we don't want you to faint in your walk with God. So pray, read your word, and tell somebody that you are saved unto day. Let them know, whatever your name is, that you are saved today, May 18, 2012. We'll be looking forward to seeing you on Wednesday. This has been the Creature of the Hour from the Hour of Power, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy.